I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Mayon volcano in the Philippines is acting up. Mayon has been oozing lava and shooting up columns of ash for a week now, and authorities say it could blow soon. People who live near the 8,000-foot-high volcano have been evacuated to temporary shelters. Reporter Sunshine De Leon is in Manila and is following the unfolding story. Sunshine, first of all, President Gloria Arroyo visited this area today, just south of Manila on the island of Luzon. Is this a measure of how seriously the country is bracing for a possible disaster?
I think it's definitely a measure of that. I think it also shows that they've learned from the last disaster, you know, Typhoon Ondoy, where, you know, government was not as prepared as some people would have liked them to have been. So I think she wanted to make sure that everything is in place and they're aware of the kind of damage that a dramatic eruption could do.
Reports are saying that 50,000 people have been evacuated. Has that been done in a fairly organized way?
Yeah, it seems that way because they've already put them in 26 evacuation centers, which are mostly schools and gymnasiums spread around the city. And when the evacuees arrive, they're given sleeping mats, face masks, and food supplies enough to last them through the holidays.
Now, these people have been evacuated to the city of Legazpi. I suppose that's well enough away from the actual cone of the volcano that everybody's going to be safe.
Yeah, the area in which they are keeping as their danger zone, their declared danger zone, is a five-mile radius from the volcano's crater. There's been a lot of seismic activity in the last 10 days, and it's been continuous. So there's a lot of rumblings and quakes and emissions of sulfur dioxide, and everything seems to be increasing and indicating that a hazardous eruption can occur anytime, but no one really knows when. So people are just trying to prepare.
Right. With the evacuations and all the seismic activity, it's still definitely a dangerous situation.
Right now, the alert level is at 4, which, according to PhilVox, the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology, means that a hazardous explosive eruption is imminent, but no one knows if it's going to happen within hours or days.
Here we've got Ed Laguerta, who is the resident volcanologist, basically breaking it down.
We are still expecting that there would be a more hazardous or explosive eruptions in the coming days. So we're just waiting for this because of what the volcano is showing us.
Obviously, just waiting for this thing to blow. What is the history of the Mayon volcano? I mean, when was the last time it blew?
The Mayon volcano is actually the most active volcano of the 22 volcanoes in the country. And the last time it erupted was 2006. And after that eruption, the volcano oozed lava and steam and ash for 2 months. It erupted about 40 times over the last 400 years, but never during Christmas.
Right. And because it's over Christmas, I understand that some of the 50,000 people who've been evacuated are actually trying to sneak back to celebrate a traditional Christmas. What are authorities doing about that?
They're actually being very creative about this. The police and soldiers have put on Santa hats and clown noses and visited different schools and got the children and families singing and dancing. And other Air Force and Army Navy personnel have organized games and shown movies, even Bible readings, anything to keep everybody entertained and distracted from not being home.
Anything but go back to the vicinity of the volcano, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reason why people are tempted to go back. You know, they're worried about their property and their livestock and their farms because they realize that they need to have a livelihood after the volcano erupts, if it does erupt. They want to check on that. The provincial government has also committed to giving 5 kilos of rice every day for each family as an incentive to stay there.
Does it seem to be working?
I think that between the promise of food, you know, and feeling that they're being cared for and not just sort of abandoned in the centers is making people more likely to want to stay there.
Reporter Sunshine De Leon in Manila, the Philippines, about 200 miles north of the Mayon volcano. Thanks for the update.
Sure, no problem. My pleasure.